Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, everybody? Martez, not Martez, David Burton in the house. How you doing? Dave, what's up? Yo, yo. Always these damn technical difficulties, man. As soon as we get started. Hang on a second, y'all. We got technical problems here. We're going to call him back. Hang on a second. Y'all, so earlier, a few minutes ago, I'm watching Survivor Series. And last stuff we got to talk about. I'm going to get Dave on the air if he can answer the doggone phone. Don't you hate it? You got technical problems all over. I really hate that. I'm going to get Dave on right quick. Our call failed. Okay.
I'm here.
All right. About time. You need to say something. Anyway, we are live. This is impromptu, completely impromptu. I want to thank David for agreeing to this because I watched the Survivor Series just a minute ago, and we got something to talk about. Survivor Series of last year, that is, and we got something to talk about. First of all, David, what are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I got cut off a second ago, but I'm back.
You understand
that? The Survivor Series is tomorrow.
Yes, sir. This time tomorrow will be the pre-show, and then of course Survivor Series. No, I really pay attention to pre-shows anyway. But this time tomorrow will be Survivor Series, and I'm kind of pissed off about that because I could have been the American Airlines Center tomorrow, right here in Dallas, Texas, of course, and I could have been in my seat enjoying the show this time tomorrow. But no, Corona said I'm gonna be here for a while. I'm going to mess all your plans up. Yep. So the powers that be said, let's cancel everything and have it virtually. So if you want to do it virtually, you can go to WWEThunderdome.com. That's WWEThunderdome.com. Sign up and get your virtual ticket and be in your virtual seat, which is wherever you're at, and enjoy.
That should be interesting. Especially with The Undertaker. It'll be his first appearance in the Thunderdome.
Now, this is going to be interesting right here with The Undertaker because anything can happen. You know, we can have interruptions. We can have a full segment where everything goes smoothly. Anything can happen.
I know a lot of people are interested in seeing that final farewell, but you know, in WWE's world, there's no such thing as a final farewell.
Yes, sir. By the way, immediately after Survivor Series on the W Network, the final round on the Steve Austin Broken Skull sessions with Steve Austin tomorrow night, immediately following the network. By the way, it's already been taped, so it looked like it just happened when you watch it, but it was previously taped.
Well, all his shows are previously taped, but I did see a little preview of it, so it looked very good, and he's the first person to be on the show twice.
Yes, sir. Well, David, let me take you back to last year's Survivor Series, sir, if you don't mind. It happened here, not here, Dallas. let's get my facts straight before I go any further here. It was last year, Survivor Series. We had all three brands, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. It took place, my friends, in Rosemont, Illinois, the Allstate Arena, on this couple of days from now, on that very date, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. And this is a question, though. Was the next trick one trick pony, or will they be Raw next year?
I don't know, to be honest. I really don't know. I was hoping they did it again this year. Mm-hmm. But I guess Vince said, no, not this year.
And that's funny. Which Vince
they
has
should
nothing
have
to
done
do
it again, to be honest.
That's funny, man. Vince McMahon has nothing to do with NXT. That's Triple H's thing.
I'll tell you what, the lead up to everything in the Survivor Series is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I don't think people's interested in that are interested in it too much, except for the Undertaker thing, because they didn't do anything to hype it like they did last year and the years before.
Hmm.
You didn't see nobody on Raw. You didn't see nobody on SmackDown. Nobody's invading nobody. Nobody's attacking nobody. So
basically. This Friday night, they invited the Raw brand. Didn't I do that?
Yeah, but they still didn't do anything.
Huh.
But you have one little 8-man tag match. The Raw guys didn't beat up the SmackDown guys. You had a contract signing between Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, and nothing came out of that. So it sucked. There was no build-up, and it sucked.
Interesting.
Nobody did nothing to nobody that entire thing leading up to the show.
So what you're saying is, it basically is a bunch of bull.
Yeah, they dropped the ball. You know how it was last year. They didn't do any of that this year.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir, I agree with
but
that.
But you didn't see NXT people come out and beat up Raw people. Well, I mean, SmackDown people beat up Raw people, or Raw go to SmackDown beat up their people. You didn't see any of that.
Mm-hmm. Let me take you back to last year when it was all right. Check this out. This is a result from last year's. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode won their 10-man elimination match in the pre-show by beating the Street Profits from Raw. Leo Rush, remember Leo Rush, the former NXT champion?
Yes.
I don't want what happened to him. He in his pre-show he retained the NXT championship against Akira Tozawa at Kalisto, the Viking Raiders. This is all in the pre-show. Defeated the New Day and the Undisputed Era. They were the tag champions at the time. Team NXT, this is the real deal, for Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Candice LeRae, Io Shirai, I can call them the Lo Shirai, it's Io Shirai, and Toni Storm. Defeated Team Raw, Asuka, Natalya, Kairi Sane, and Sarah Logan. Yes, that's the old roster there. Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross. Roderick Strong retained his North American Championship at the time against Seth Rollins, the United States Champion. And against...
No, you mean AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, my bad. I apologize. Against Shinsuke Nakamura. It was not a title match. It was champion versus champion. And
I had high hopes for that match. I don't know what...
Roger Strong came out on top. Adam Cole, baby, defeated Pete Dunne for the NXT Championship. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, defeated Daniel Bryan for the Universal Championship. Team SmackDown, Roman Reigns, who's your current United States, your current Universal Champion, by the way. Braun Strowman, King Corbin, Mustafa Ali and Shorty G defeated Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet, and Team NXT, Tommaso Ciampa, Damian Priest, Matt Riddle, Keith Lee, and Walter. Oh, we're not done. Brock Lesnar, I'll come back to him in a second, defeated Rey Mysterio. And guess how long he did? Guess how long the match was? Guess. Take a guess.
No, Not long, probably 2 minutes.
7 minutes. It took 7 minutes to squash Rey Mysterio like a bug. Of course, Dominic.
7 minute match.
Dominic had his moment, of course. And the main event, Shayna Baszler defeated Becky Lynch and Bayley by submission. Non-title, of course. Triple threat match. Brock Lesnar. Honestly and truthfully, I miss the dude.
It was kind of strange seeing him not at SummerSlam and him not being at Survivor Series.
You know.
Actually, Survivor Series hasn't even happened yet, so we'll never know.
Whether it's,
Lesnar's on Survivor Series.
This is my personal opinion. You might have a different opinion. Whether it's the Broctagon, UFC Octagon, or whether it's the four side of the ring, Brock Lesnar is the most dominant human being on planet Earth.
He's dominant, and he has been dominant.
And if you would
Let's
like
talk
to challenge
about-
that, I dare anybody of any sport who thinks they got bigger balls, I dare anybody to call Brock out. I dare you. And unlike Mike Tyson and this is not gonna be painful and quick. It's not gonna be quick yet painful, unlike Mike Tyson and Roy Jr.
But I do remember John Jones called him out, but nothing came out of that.
Meanwhile,
but then again, John Jones is not a heavyweight, so.
Speaking of Mike Tyson and
Roy
Jones.
Well, at the time, what can you do?
Unlike Brock Lesnar, Brock's going to make it quick and painful. Mike Tyson is going to take his sweet, God bless Texas time with Roy Jr.
It's possible, but then again, what if he does make it painful and quick?
I'm calling it. I'm calling it right now. I'm going on record and I'm calling it. Mike Tyson is going to knock the hell out of Roy Jr. In fact, it's going to be awkward and uncomfortable watching Mike Tyson take his sweet time on Roy Jr.
I see that happening too.
And it's going to be sadistic. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be uncomfortable to watch.
Oh, speaking of Survivor Series, the injured, I forgot their names, Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, who was injured this past Monday on Raw, their replacements were announced on SmackDown last night. Peyton Royce and Lacey Evans will be their replacements for Survivor Series tomorrow night.
Yep.
So it will be the women's tag champs, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, Peyton Royce, Lacey Evans, and of course Lana, to take on the Riot Squad, Bayley, Natalya, and I'm missing somebody else. I forgot who the other person is. Oh yeah, Bianca Belair, there we go. That's your team for SmackDown. And, of course, Bayley, who positioned herself to be the team cap. Last night, Otis was named the final participant in the men's SmackDown Survivor Series team. So, you have Otis, you have King Corbin, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, and Kevin Owens against Brock, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, Sheamus, and AJ Styles. And I'll be honest, I think SmackDown's main team is going to lose.
Ain't nobody came to see you, Otis.
Telling you, Otis on that team was a mistake.
Well, y'all
you
had
take Otis seriously. Him. He's a comedy act. I can't.
A former tag team champion.
I won't be surprised if he's the first one eliminated.
Well, man, but no sleep on Otis, man. He's a former Mr. Money in the Bank, former tag champion in NXT. I'm just saying.
What happened with that money?
Yeah.
His old partner turned on him and lost him.
He reminds me of Santino Marella almost his whole career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a comedy act. I was like, no, I can't take him seriously. I was like, you got other people and you choose him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have the Raw and SmackDown Tag Champs, the New Day versus the Street Profits, which is an interesting match I want to see. We have the Universal Champ Roman Reigns taking on WWE Champion Drew McIntyre, which we've seen countless times. Roman Reigns brought up the fact that Drew McIntyre never beat him, which is true.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm happy they slid that in there during that contract signing, so that was smart. It's like, you've never beaten me. Which is true. They've had, I think, 3 matches against each other. Stomping Ground, McIntyre lost. WrestleMania, McIntyre lost. They had a match on Raw, McIntyre lost. So, and Drew McIntyre's 0-3 against Roman Reigns.
Oh, interesting.
McIntyre looks to win, not just for his show and his brand, but for himself. He doesn't want to lose to Roman Reigns and go 0-4, excuse me.
That's one guy Survivor Series has not been kind to in the past few years, and that is COO and Hall of Famer Triple H.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's lost a lot of matches in Survivor Series.
Including this 2014 Survivor Series, he wasn't even a competitor. He had people representing him, and he lost. Now, obviously,
true.
In real life, obviously, they were not actually fired. But storyline-wise, yeah, they had to wait for a while.
The Sting who messed that up, but Triple H had that coming for interfering in the match. I still watch that match. That's one of my favorite Survivor Series, not just moments, but matches.
That's the day hell froze over. Because I never thought my wildest dream Sting would be in WWE in any way, shape, or form.
I was like, well, he's here. I was very surprised when they included that on their top 30 moments. Because WWE released a DVD, a Best of Survivor Series for their 30th anniversary. Was on it. Top 30 moments in Survivor Series, and that was up there.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we got so much more to go. We're going to take a quick break. It's Christmas season. I got a few stuff for you. First of all, if you have not heard of 25 Days of Christmas as a tradition of Freeform, check it out. We also got The Magic of Disney Plus and Soul coming to Disney Plus. Those commercials coming to you right now. Right back.
This place is all about magic and wonder.
That's what it's all about.
Must be magic.
Yes. Yes.
Another Christmas in the trenches.
Prepare to have your little doggy mind blown.
Whoa.
Full power.
Oh.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
Something's happening. Something extraordinary.
Something exciting.
Something authentic and true.
Everything changes now.
And snap.
What's next? The future. That's our specialty.
Woohoo!
Do you trust me?
Be with us.
beautiful dream come true.
You have something very rare. You have magic.
Martez, excuse me, David, let me ask you a question. What happens when you have a music, what happens when you have a music audition and let's say you die along the way?
You die?
Check this out. This is so, imagine, if you will.
Disney and Pixar's Soul, streaming on Disney Plus December 25th. Music is all I think about. From the moment I wake up in the morning to the moment I fall asleep at night, I was born to play. It's my reason for living. Hello? What the?
This week, the council is a soul missing. Is this heaven?
No.
Is it H-E double hockey stick?
Hell, hell, hell.
Quiet coyotes. No,
it's the great before.
This is where new souls get their personality, quirks, and interests before they go to Earth. Here we are.
Robert, wait!
Don't worry, you can't crush a soul here. That's what life on Earth is for.
Oh! It's my life. Can you help me get back?
Come on!
This won't be a disaster, that's for sure.
You're out there somewhere, little soul. Life is full of possibilities. You just need to know where to look. Don't miss out on the joys of life. Like pizza. I can't smell. We can't taste either.
All that stuff is in your body.
No smell, no taste.
Or touch. See?
Okay, I get it.
Disney and Pixar's Soul.
Get ready. Your life is about to start.
Start streaming December 25th.
Yes, sir. So, I kind of went overboard.
Interesting.
I didn't mean to say die, but yeah. So, happy Merry Christmas to you on Disney Plus, and that would be kind of like a movie night over here. So, yeah.
I don't have a clue what I would do.
No. But anyway. That's just, I was a horrible segue to that commercial.
Man, I wouldn't even know.
Well, Jamie Foxx, man, speaking of Jamie, he asked, it'd be cool, he has an idea for a Mike Tyson movie. I'll afford to see that.
Yes, I've heard about that. There's been a movie done on Tyson before, but this will be a second one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be interesting.
Definitely. And like I said earlier, Roy Jr., whatever his name is, he has called out, he has the nerve and the audacity to call out Mike Tyson. And I believe it's not going to be very short. Number one, two things. It's going to be short or very sadistically drawn out and uncomfortable to watch.
The uncomfortable ones are the ones that are entertaining the most to me.
So Roy Jr., you might want to pray for the former, and hopefully he'll beat the hell out of you quickly and get it over with. Or Mike Tyson might make it longer uncomfortable and take his time with it.
Yes. I want to mention that the next NXT TakeOver is scheduled to take place on December 6th, which is NXT TakeOver War Games.
Sir.
And this will be the fourth NXT TakeOver War Games.
Of course, with a virtual audience. No, actually, no, a few.
No, there'll be a crowd there.
Yeah, they're going to be an NXT superstars there, and they're going to be a virtual thing. They're going to do both.
Remember, that new Capitol Wrestling Center has a crowd. They're not wrestlers. They are a legit crowd.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, those are paid audience members. But there's strict rules that they have to follow before every show. Of course, everybody's tested. Everybody has to wear a mask and other things of that nature. So, yes, there will be an audience for a TakeOver.
No, it's funny. Capital Wrestling was actually the name of WWE many, many, many years ago.
Yes, it was. And what about the Undisputed returning this past Wednesday? At the end of NXT attacking Pat McAfee and his group. And it looks like I'm already calling this. The Undisputed Era will be facing them at War Games.
How interesting.
Which will be the fourth War Games match to feature the Undisputed Era.
Will you think sweet, or will you think they're going to fail?
The Undisputed Era is going to win. Which they better win. You have four War Games matches and you only win one out of the four you're in. No, they have to win.
What?
That would be booking malpractice if they lost, to be honest.
Man, I believe last year was the year of the Undisputed Era, man. They've been through so much. They conquered a whole lot of crap.
Well, one of the things they said they were going to do last year was be draped in gold and win every title in that brand, and they did.
Especially Cole, specifically Adam Cole, it was his year, man.
Yeah, 403 days as NXT champion. Longest NXT champion.
Of all championship reigns in WWE, none of them, CM Punk, that Pink Dunne, none of those guys have reached the championship reign record or the title reign record of help me out. What's his name?
He was a UK champion, I believe.
I ain't talking about that.
635 days, and Walter's rapidly approaching that. He's now at 600, but it's pretty close.
I'm talking about none of the champions ever has reached he's Italian. What's his name?
Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
Bruno Sammartino, yes.
None of them. Whether it's CM Punk, whether it's Pete Dunne, whether it's Walter, none of them has reached the reign of Bruno Sammartino 600 days as champion. Not 600, 6 years as champion. Days one.
I think that record will never be broken. That's a long time.
It's one thing to be champion for a couple of weeks, couple of months, a year or two. But to be champion for 6 years as the champion. I'm just saying.
You know, that would be extremely hard to do in today's day and age. What about They should have had them in the match. They should have had them on that show.
And I believe it was
and girls, can't forget about the girls.
Ali Bruno is a two-time WWE champion.
Remember, he's won the title twice, not just once.
Yeah, Bruno, yeah.
Of course, his second title reign didn't last as long as his first, but he's won it twice.
That's all right.
And adding up both his title reigns, it's a combined over 2,000 days.
Damn.
Which is astonishing.
Nobody's reached that record.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guys, what they do is they'll add up everybody's days. They'll add up everybody's days, adding up all their reigns, and then they'll say, okay, this person's been a champ the longest. Bruno's been champion twice, over 2,000 days, both his reigns combined. And behind him is, I believe, Hogan's after him, actually.
That's true. Sure.
Wait, Hulk is after him, and a couple of more people, they have their little top 10. Of course, you got Lesnar in that top 10, and a couple of other people. So what do you think is next for Edge? I think he should be back.
None of this, you're nasty.
Probably not sure.
Done everything. Is
to early next year, I'm calling it.
I say again?
No, I was saying he's going to be back early next year.
That makes sense. You've done everything there is to do in this business.
Well, you can't stop somebody from wanting another run. Remember, he didn't get to retire on his own. He was forced to retire. There's a difference.
I mean, Edge, if I can get through this right quick, Edge is a former Intercontinental Champion, United States Champion, Royal Rumble winner. What else? He's a World Champion, WWE Champion, Tag Team Champion.
Yeah.
There's something else. European Champion somewhere in there?
No, but he has been Money in the Bank and King of the Ring. He's won the Royal Rumble.
Done, been there, done that. There's nothing there is to do with this business.
Edge is only one in three men to win all three of those. The other two guys are Sheamus and Lesnar to win Royal Rumble, Money in the Bank, and King of the Ring, which is a feat in itself.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Only three people have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, can't forget about during the pre-show for tomorrow night Survivor Series, it's scheduled to be a dual-branded Battle Royal. The SmackDown versus Raw Battle Royal before the show goes on the air. And the winner of that match will definitely set the tone for the rest of the show.
Leave it in the tone. Like, every pay-per-view, every show, whatever they do, it's like you tell. The first match, if the first match is awesome, the whole show gonna be awesome. If the first match sucks, the whole show gonna suck.
True.
So your first match is like bomb. The whole show gonna be lit the whole night. If your first show sucks, your first match sucks, you can guarantee the whole show is gonna suck.
No, it's rare that doesn't happen, but you are right about that.
And
we've seen that countless times over the years. Like, I remember Money in the Bank earlier this year. Oh, I didn't like that show at all. I didn't like it at all. It was different. Interesting Money in the Bank ladder match in the tight quarters. I ain't like it. I ain't fan of it. I ain't care for it.
Well, honestly, every time WrestleMania itself, WrestleMania was designed for an audience before Corona hit, you know? And they looked at that. Okay, we got to change everything. They changed everything on the fly. All that was designed for an audience at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's true. That was an interesting WrestleMania, but it wasn't bad. I thought they did the best they could with it, and it wasn't that bad. It was actually pretty damn good.
It was all right. Like,
I can't say anything too bad about the show.
Hopefully next year we'll have a crowd, God willing. Next year.
Well, we'll see what happens. But if people stop messing up and this virus has been increasing in several places.
Mm-hmm.
So if that continues to happen, then we're going to be stuck like this for a while, and it will take longer.
Yeah.
Which means if it takes longer, then it will continue to be no crowd.
People complain about how the people like WWE, AEW, and different companies, how they're doing these stuff. And honestly,
mm-hmm.
like I said, it's not their fault. They do the best they can what they got.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of sports-based companies are doing that and continuing to do it. And now they're
mm-hmm.
talking about shutting things back down. And because of what's going on, a lot of the places that reopened, they're thinking about shutting them back down because of what's going on. Which is not good for businesses and these sports-based companies.
They're taking a hit, man.
Mm-hmm. Which is leaving some people worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
what's
going to happen in the future?
Everybody put a mask on until we figure this thing out, we'll be all right. Especially down in Florida.
Yes, and I also heard WWE is looking to move into a stadium after their contract expires on the 26th of this month, the day after Thanksgiving.
They're going to be in St. Petersburg, Florida, I believe.
Yes, sir. Yes. And that stadium there, I forgot the name of it.
Before
they're
going to
move out of the Amway Center. So Survivor Series, technically speaking, was their last pay-per-view there.
Well, not the last one, but at the arena, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They will never have a last pay-per-view, but at the arena, it's their last pay-per-view at the Amway Center. They've renewed.
Mm-hmm.
They've already renewed. Comic that renewal is going to fire. So yeah.
Well, they go from a smaller place to a bigger place. They're moving to a bigger
mm-hmm.
place, which means that Thunderdome is going to be larger.
Now, what are they going to do with all that room? Because you can't have a room on the camera. You know, you got to cover it up. So.
I'm interested to see how it's going to look.
I've been to a live event where they have the TV side and the regular side and the TV side. The regular side, they just can't fill the seats up. They cover black sheets over there.
Right.
To make it look like it's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I've seen them not sell. Let's say, for example, you go to a SmackDown and that big Titantron, the seats they have behind that Titantron, they don't sell Because, of course, you won't be able to see, so they don't sell those seats. I've seen that personally being at shows. It was like, oh, interesting.
That's it. He's like, frankly. So that's my opinion right there. Real quick, before we go, if you can rebook anything in the Survivor Series, what would you change?
I wish they had NXT in the show.
I would too, man. So, that goes back to my question earlier. If NXT, like, what was that one-time deal? Or would we try?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because I don't know if we're going to do that again next year. But as of right now, let's see what happens. Now, if they don't do it next year, then I can say it was a one-shot deal.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll find everything out we need to know this time tomorrow night, live on the network. It's Survivor Series. Now, if you don't have the network, it's real simple. $9, basically $10, gets you covered. If you have the network for quite some time, like I have, since day one, it's going to be $10.81. So you get your first-time subscriber. You get this whole month for free. Pay the bill December 22nd.
That
if
is
you subscribe
absolutely
tomorrow. Yeah. If you subscribe right now and tomorrow, you can pay the bill December 21st, December 22nd. If you have the network for quite some time, like I have, it's $10.81, but I promise you, it's worth every penny. You get a whole, you get all your money's worth. Tomorrow night, this time tomorrow, live on the network, Survivor Series. And if you don't have the network, you might want to wait till while they have the free stuff on the free version. But if you do have the network, see you guys there live from the Thunderdome. Have a great night, everybody. See you.
Take care, people.